will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, December 4th, 2025 edition. Rachel Dawson, University of Michigan's former diversity, equity, and inclusion officer, filed a court of claims lawsuit alleging retaliatory and discriminatory termination, which she said occurred after two women fabricated comments about her to being a bigot. The lawsuit, similar to the federal lawsuit filed in July, alleges violations of the state constitution and seeks unspecified damages. Isn't this irrelevant at this point? Donald Trump, via an executive order very early on, terminated all of this diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, from the entire budget of the federal government. All the universities lost money who had these programs. So why is this woman suing now after this entire department has been completely eliminated? I guess attorneys are willing to take any kind of case out there. Now, one other thing that was very interesting, when I saw this story, I had to think, is this something that's relevant to a lot of people? Is this something that we need to be spending $500,000 on a Senate bill in order to basically change the law here in the state of Michigan? Well, here's the bottom line of this story. In Michigan, juvenile offenders, young people, not adults, who are released from prison after being resentenced, would be allowed the same reentry services and housing support as the adult parolees. Under new legislation that was introduced by Senator Sylvia Santana, Democrat of Detroit, yesterday in the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee, they heard testimony on her Senate Bill 592. Dealing with inmates affected by the June 2020 Miller versus Alabama United States Supreme Court ruling, which the very liberal Michigan Supreme Court reaffirmed in April of this year here in the state of Michigan. Now, this is the number of people this is going to affect. Roughly 250 Michigan prisoners, while sentenced as juveniles to an automatic life without parole, were eligible for resentencing back on April 1st. The state Michigan Supreme Court held that its holding in the 2022 case, People versus Parks, finding that the automatic life without parole was unconstitutionally cruel an unusual punishment was made retroactively. The main case's defendant was John Poole, who in 2002 was convicted of first-degree murder, sentenced to a mandatory life without parole as a homeless 18-year-old with a ninth-grade education. He basically went through the ninth grade and then dropped out of high school. Poole was reportedly paid $300 by his uncle to kill someone he had a real estate dispute with. Well, April 1st decision led to prosecutors having basically 180 days or by September 28th of this year to file a motion to seek continued life without parole cases. If no motion was filed, defendants were entitled to resentencing to a term of years instead of life without parole. Well, Santana says, as we continue to see that reduction in incarceration, hopefully in our state, it is imperative that we continue to make sure that people have their identifications, to make sure that they do have the component for rehabilitation as they try to integrate back into our communities. They also need housing. Reentry services, much similar to the ones that adults who are sentenced have currently. Just because they were sentenced as a juvenile doesn't mean they shouldn't be entitled to the same services as adults. Kyle Kaminsky, the Department of Corrections legislative liaison, said the department's very robust reentry system is designed for people who are going home and will be on parole. He said some resentenced juvenile offenders are immediately released from state prison the day they receive their new sentencing. We have a very expedited timeline. And unfortunately, those individuals do not have access to our formal lengthy reentry network. We have great partners around the state who work with them without state payment to help them. But as a state, we need to take care of that group and help them through this transition period. Kaminsky said currently we are looking at less than 100 cases. So the department is not seeking any additional funding in order to make this happen. Well, Santana's bill, Senate Bill 592, is supported by the Michigan Catholic Conference, the Center for Employment Opportunities, which are dedicated to supporting folks returning from incarceration, as well as the Safe and Just Michigan Advocacy Group. Others, the Alliance for Safety and Justice, who is a multi-state organization advocating against over-incarceration, are also supporting the bill. So we'll see if Sylvia's bill gets passed in the Senate, and then let's see if it gets any support in the House. I would have to think that now that these folks are adults, they should be entitled to the same reentry process. However, the way the law was changed, they're expedited with new sentencing, does not allow them to take advantage of this reentry program. So we'll see where this one goes. Again, going to keep it on my list of bills to follow in 2026. And I got to tell you, folks, the list is getting a little bit longer. So we'll see where this goes. Let's see. One other short story I can get in real quick. no, that one's too long. That one won't work. Let's see. There was that one other story. Where was that? I believe it was M Live. Let me look at that one real quick. Oh, here it is. Yes, I do have it. Okay. Interesting legislation that we talked about actually last week. Jason Wolford, state representative, has introduced a bill that would allow 18-year-olds to be able to apply for CPL, concealed pistol licenses. Well, a group is opposing that legislation, attended a committee hearing, and said that if the bill is continued to go forward, they would find somebody to primary challenge the state representative in next year's election. They are sick and tired of trying to fight this battle to bring guns to young people. Concerned Parents Group says that they will actively seek and find somebody to run against the state representative unless he drops the bill. According to MLive, Jason Wolford said he's not going to withdraw his bill and looks forward to running on this issue. We are in a situation where young people need to protect themselves, and if they receive the proper training, they receive the proper background check, and are allowed under the same laws that 21-year-olds have, Jason Wolford says he believes 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, and 20-year-olds should have the same rights as adults. Many of these young people attend colleges, and we all remember the shooting at Michigan State University. The shooter, if he was confronted by a trained and licensed CPL carrier, could have neutralized the shooter and could have saved lives. Makes sense to me. Because one thing you have to understand, these young people are very vulnerable in these no-gun zones. I call them sitting duck zones, because that's basically what they are. Michigan's public universities all have rules about not being able to carry firearms on the campuses of Michigan State University, University of Michigan, and Wayne State University, as well as others. Wolford says he believes this is not a safe environment for our college students, and therefore I am not backing down, and I look forward to the debate if I'm primary challenged. So, not backing down on his bill. And I agree with him. If properly trained, background checked, they should be allowed to be licensed and should be allowed to carry concealed. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Leone left a note on the door.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Spoke with Carla Wagner last night. She's going to be coming on the show next week and do an hour with us about her run for governor. We're also, as you know, working to extend the signature petition gathering through the month of December. Talking with her, Carla Wagner, last night, she said they will be coming out with the count and deciding whether or not they're going to continue through the month of January. This is a rolling 180-day window as to when they can collect signatures. Well, now that we are running the radio commercial on this station and Steve Gruber's show, she's been getting a lot more people requesting petitions. Now, if you haven't gotten 10 signatures yet for this effort, I would greatly appreciate if you would text me AX, A-X. I'll send you back the link to the website, xmytax.org, and you can contact Carla through the website via a message on the website, and she will mail the petition sheet directly to your home, business, or your office. So if you can text me AX, AX, 231-360-5140, I'll send you the link. You can click on it and then just request 1, 2, 3, however many petition sheets you can do. Each sheet is capable of having 10 signatures. If you have any questions about it when you get the petitions, give me a text, give me a call, and I'll walk you through it. Very simple, basically self-explanatory, but we want to make sure you do it right We want to make sure the right dates are put on there. And then you have to sign on the bottom as being the circulator. You're the person who circulated the petition and got those registered voters to sign your petition sheet. When you're done with all that, contact your local county chair, get the signed sheets to them, or simply put them in an envelope and mail them back to the address on the petition sheet. If we put this on the ballot, folks, to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan, this thing will pass. It will amend our state's constitution and force the elimination of property taxes across the board in the entire state of Michigan. Where will that lost revenue come from? Very simply, Lansing will have to cut their budget. Roughly about 20%, cut out the fake, inflated budget that we are operating under. They could find 20% in every department in a heartbeat. But they haven't been forced to do it. This will force them to eliminate this fake budget we're operating under, reduce it, get it down to what it needs to be at, roughly about 60, 64 billion versus 81 billion. Constitutionally, it also increases local revenue sharing back to the counties. So the counties get more money as opposed to Lansing keeping it. The counties get more of the sales tax, the income tax, and all the other taxes that Lansing collects. More of that money goes back to the counties. Your county would actually end up with more money than it's currently getting under the current system, with us not paying any property taxes. So again, if you haven't done a sheet or two yet, text me AXAX and I'll send you the information. It's a clickable link. All you have to do is click on it, put in the information requesting the sheets, and they will be mailed directly to you. Again, we're going to continue this operation through December, and it may be extended through January. Depending on the number of good signatures we've collected, Carla and her group of volunteers are going to finish that count and have her on the show to talk about it next week. So we're excited. We're glad you guys are helping out. More and more people are now hearing about it from the radio media campaign we're doing. If you'd like to help us continue advertising on other radio stations, ask me for the media. Text me media, M-E-D-I-A, and I'll send you the link to the Give, Send, Go. You can donate 5, 10, 20 bucks, whatever you can afford. We greatly appreciate it. That is going to be a game changer, folks. If we eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan, Lansing will be changed forever. We need to absolutely get this done, get it on the ballot, and let the people decide what they can do. If they decide to eliminate these property taxes, we amend the Constitution, Lansing will be forced to follow the will of the people. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.